place called Garden Mountain above Wallace. Pupwood Company had bought it out, you know. And we'd go up there and get our blackberries. And a lot of our fruit trees, not a lot of them, but several of them, have been brought from old house places where it's tore down. And set out here, in fact, this one right up here, we got it at Smut Jim Keith, he was colored man. We got it where his house place had been tore down.
And which tree was that?
This one up here above White Pine. When I told you it looked like a horse apple, but it was my old sister called it sheep nose. So then we got the plum tree I seen about down there that had the plums on it. We got hidden on Garland Mountain. And we was up there once, and I don't remember where it was. I believe we was looking for blackberries or picking them then. Going along the road, and I looked off down on the, well, it's just kind of a little terrace, and it had been a field. And I saw a little tree about as tall as that flower stand over there. And you could see the peaches on it, a shiny. And I wouldn't tell a story if I'd say those peaches were that big, but just six on the little tree. Well, we gathered the peaches, and, you know, it's all right to get anything on pupwood land except the little pines that on those cut. So the next week, we went back to Fern and got that peach tree. And it's down here in the garden now. But 1 or 2 years, they had right pretty peaches on it. But then they got to where they'd get grown, maybe, but then go rotting on the tree. And let's see if I can think what else we got. Yeah, the nectarine tree. We didn't know what it was. We just thought it was a pretty tree, you know, and brought it back and set it out. And one of Joe's cousins from Florida that had lived down there was up here one fall and had the little green ones on it. He said it was nectarine. But they don't do good in this climate. And I don't know. I told him when we first built it over here. Now, when we built it, this house, Miss Martin's, my neighbor across the street, Miss Hopgood's up here above me, was the only ones that was over here, and they wasn't either one finished. Well, all the rest of this in here was woods, except just where it's cleared out, you know, for the houses. And I told him, I said, now I'm going to fix that up over there and just look like the country, look real country-like. And everywhere we'd go where I could get up, shrub of any kind that would bloom, other herbs, evergreen, any kind. I'd bring it back and we'd set it out. And I didn't one time think about them growing bigger, you know, and getting crowded. We had to, after we'd been here a few years, we had to go clear it out, taking moving some of them. But people talk about being afraid to stay places. That lady was a widow woman. Her son wasn't even there then. And Mr. husband worked on what's called a swing shift from about 8 o'clock till 2 or something like that in the morning. He worked at Dorville. And she had two children, but they was real small. And Gary was, I guess he's about 8 or 9 years old when we moved over here. And there wasn't nothing like a security light or a street light. There wasn't no lights nowhere around on just what was having the house. I stayed over here 2 weeks. Me and him at night from 4 o'clock in the afternoon till 12. I didn't have a screen on the window. I didn't have a lock. I didn't have a telephone. And it was as dark as just dark, awful dark, like it is now. And I never one time thought about being afraid.